Thank you, Ms. Rachel. Good morning, everybody. Appreciate you coming out to our service here today. And it's good to see the bright faces of our welcome visitors, and we hope you take part in the service. I'm looking forward to hearing you sing this morning. So let's start in the blue book, as we say, number 179. 179, Jesus, Hold My Hand. Good, good. Sounding great. Let's turn back to number 143. 143.
Good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody today. A little better crowd than we've been having today. Got quite a few visitors, too. We're thankful for them. Good to see the Dennises back. They hadn't been able to be with us in a while, and we are glad that they're able to be with us also. We are thankful for each and every one that's made your way out to the house of the Lord today, and I hope and pray that you came to this service looking for a blessing from God. I hope you get a blessing that comes from Him in a great big way. And if you are not looking for one, start asking for one. That would be my request to you. Ask the Lord. And the best way to get a blessing is to do something for Him. He'll pay you. I've always said, and I've heard preachers say it all my life, God is the best paymaster that there is. So if you want a payment and a blessing, do something for the Lord today is what I would ask you to do today in this service. It's good to see each and every one out today. We're going to move right along with our service today. We're going to go ahead and have children's church right now. So kids, if you will, come right over here. Let's move right over here. Thankful. I'm thankful to see each of you today, and I appreciate you coming and being up here with us today. Okay, I've been talking about prayer for the last few weeks. I'm going to do it one more time, okay, and then we'll try to find something else for you next week. Oh, hi, Stevie. Good to see you. Didn't bring nobody else with you? You should have. Idea on prayer. Now, I talked about what you could pray about, and then I talked about last week having the model prayer and kind of using that as a way of knowing how to pray. So, when do you pray? Okay, the Bible tells us a few different ways of doing this. We find Daniel prayed how often? Y'all remember this? Do I have a smart one in the bunch? Daniel prayed morning, noon, and night. That's a pretty good time to pray. You know, I like to pray when I first get up. I like to pray at each meal. And then I like to pray at different times, maybe even as I'm going to bed. There's a lot of nights I'll lay in bed and I'll say prayers. I'll just talk to the Lord about things. That's a good time to pray is when you're in bed because it's real quiet at that moment. And you're supposed to be going to sleep, but if you're thinking about everything else, just start talking to the Lord. Okay, another man, Paul, was what he said, and I'm going to guess that I'm going to kind of get a look from you on this one. He said, pray without ceasing. Well, nobody looked different in your reactions. I didn't know if you would or not. That sounds like a hard thing to do is to pray all the time, doesn't it? But what he really meant was is every opportunity that you have or every time you have a need, don't just say, well, I can't pray right now. Bible said, just pray at morning, noon, and night. Whenever you need to pray, you pray. Like you get in school, maybe somebody's picking on you or something like that, and it makes you feel bad. I know that feeling. I've been there. I got picked on a lot when I was a kid at school too. What I would tell you to do is just talk to the Lord about it. Pray for that person. The Bible tells us to pray for those that spitefully mistreat us, in other words, use us, is what he says. Pray for them that they'll see that they're doing us harm. But what he's telling us to do is pray whenever that we need him. Talk to him in that way. Now, I'm going to tell you something right quick before I stop this. Because I said just talk to him. Who do you like to talk to? Your mama, your daddy, Maybe you got a real close friend. These two up here, I figure they like to talk to each other. Am I right? Nah, you don't want to talk to her anyway. Okay. Here's what I want you to think about. The Lord is listening. And when your best friend, if it's mama, daddy, or a close friend, the Lord is always there to listen to you. So listen to Him. Talk to Him. He'll help you. All right, I'll turn you loose. Thank y'all for coming up. Okay. Hope everybody got a little bit out of that lesson today. Not just the kids. I think it's good we train our children to pray. Whether it is doing a blessing or a bedtime prayer, I think it's good that we teach them to pray. And I have to say, I didn't do a good job of it as growing up, I think, but as far as praying was concerned. But I hope and pray that our kids will know that they can talk to the Lord. And that's what I want us to make sure we train our children to do. Does anybody, we want to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Does anybody have a prayer request on your heart this morning? We still got several members that are sick. Miss Mona, Sister Barbara Hibden, different ones. Good to see Brother Slick, Miss Barbara able to be out this morning. But we still got others, and I'm messing up because I'm leaving out some. Brother Sonny and Miss Linda, we need to remember them in our prayers. And you can pray for me. I got a frog in my throat. And so you know how that is. So anybody else got a prayer request on your heart this morning? We want to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask you to pray for me. If you didn't have nothing else to pray for, you can pray for me. But I'm going to give you something else you can pray for. We've still got lost ones in our church, lost ones in our midst. Maybe today is not the day that they get saved, but boy, it sure would be nice if it did, wouldn't it? And I want to pray for them. So let's remember them in this service today. Let's ask the Lord to help us today in this, that we can do what the Lord would have us to do. Anybody else have a prayer request on your heart this morning? Brother Sam, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Rachel, continue our song service, and number 28, song that we like to do on occasion, let us sing number 28.
Thank you.
guidance, to lift us up to Him, that we might see more clearly. You know, I love to see these children in church. The ones that are unsaved, I love to see you here. I want you to know that. You know why I love to see you here? Because I know you're hearing preaching of God's word. You're hearing these people's testimony. You're hearing the songs that blesses us, that shows us, shows you that it blesses us. All of these things together are opening your eyes. But sometimes we as God's people, it's good for us to open up our eyes to the things of God. And when we pray, when we sing, when we do these things, it opens up our spiritual eyes. It's anointing, isn't it? Brother Sam, that's going to be our message today. We as a church, we need to take the warning to be on guard, first of all. But I'm going to tell you something. If you've caught yourself in this message today, I'm guilty. These altars are here. It's a place to pray. Not for just the lost, but for all of us to pray. So while we stand and sing, church, you've got a warning from the Lord. I didn't plan on going this route. And when I figured it out, I was like, Lord, I don't want to. He says, oh, yes. Let's open our hearts up to the Lord. And let's look for the anointing of our eyes that we may see. While we stand and sing.
193.
Anybody got a word of testimony or anything on your heart this time? I'm thankful for your attention this morning. I hope you'll pray for me that the messages will always come from God. And I pray that you will open up your hearts and your minds, your eyes unto the things of God. I don't want it to ever be, like Brother Vanderpool say, this is a mission area. I believe it is myself. That's what our sign says. You're going out into the mission field. But I want this church to be here when the Lord comes back. Still preaching and practicing just like it is now. That's what we want. That's what we need here in this town. So let's be about God's work today. And if we have any kind of wretchedness in us, let's talk to God about it. He is ready to forgive. He's ready to forgive. Anybody else got anything on your heart? Bless you. Lord bless you. Yes, sir. Amen.
If something going on in here that should be, it's my job to see that person.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something in here that's going on that shouldn't be, it's my job to help take care of that person.
Amen.
And so with that being said, I've got to remember God.
Lord bless you.
And I appreciate the message.
Bless you, Brother Tim.
Mm-hmm.
He sure did. Bless you. Bless you, Lord.
There's no point, hear me clear. There is no point in me coming to this altar right now and asking his forgiveness. Because I ain't here yet. I ain't done my homework yet. I ain't afraid yet to sort out the things that are those impurities.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help you. But sometime this week, I'll be.
Well, it's your heart.
I may be out in my yard, and the dog will get me funny. But I'm going to be there this week.
Bless your heart.
I appreciate this church.
Lord, help you. Amen.
And it ain't her fault, and it ain't your fault.
Yeah.
I appreciate the message.
Bless you, Brother Tim. Appreciate this. Somebody else got a word on your heart? Like I say, we appreciate each and every one being here today. As far as way announcements today, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, we're going to have a youth get together. Want everybody to bring your kids. We've got some good things picked out. We'll have devotional and such for them. but we want to get them together. We want them to know each other a little bit better. So everybody bring your kids. We want the parents to stay and be a part of this too. You can sit around and watch and eat. There'll be food, and so y'all can come and be with us. That's at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Yes, do wear comfortable shoes. There may be some walking involved in this, so keep that in mind. Also, as far as announcements concerned, tonight at 5 o'clock, Brother Caden will be preaching tonight. Y'all remember him in your prayers. Be sure to try to come and be with us tonight at 5 o'clock and hear him preach. This coming week on Friday, the 12th, that's not this coming week, week after next, ain't it? Yeah, it is coming week, okay. Yeah, this Friday night, the Tennessee Gospel Singing Convention will be here. If you've never been to one of these, you'll enjoy the good singing that you'll hear. They're singing gospel songs. You'll right out of the hymnal, you'll enjoy it very much. It'll be here. And it doesn't have a time on there, Brother Key. What time do they start Friday? 7 o'clock, okay. And then on Saturday, it is at 10, Saturday at 10. They didn't put my times on here, and I thought that was right, but I want to make sure. Joyful Hearts will meet that same Friday, and we're meeting over at Demos at 11:15. So keep that in mind also. Anybody that wants to come and eat with us over at Demos, we as a church, we meet together and just have a good time in the Lord, fellowshipping and such as that. And, of course, next week will be our business meeting also. So keep these things on your heart and in your mind. Anything else that needs to be said? Any other announcements and such? Yes. Anybody can bring a dessert for Saturday to help out, would appreciate that very much. Anything else? I appreciate what all you did today. Good singing, good crowd, good everything. Appreciate you all being here today. Of all hearts and minds, clear. Brother Kenny, good to see you today. Good to have you with us. Will you dismiss us, please?